welcome to the show. That's right. This is The Bread. We're broadcasting live right now inside of the Breibeard Radio Studio. Your host, Akeem, is right here talking to you on the ones and twos.
That makes no sense.
I know it doesn't, but no one cares. Brian Swinney Todd is here. How are you, man?
My mic. There's my mic.
Well, you can't hear yourself in the micro?
I can.
In the micro? Can you hear yourself now?
Now I can.
I turned you up there, buddy. How are you, dude?
I'm good. I'm on the threes and fours.
I haven't seen you in, what, like a week's time?
I believe
it's been like a week that's passed.
Or it's been, yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that, man? Why are we like lagging on our shows?
Because you cancel.
You're doing burlesque stuff, though. You're over there doing the burlesque.
That was one
twisting
time.
Your ankles.
Yeah, I wear nipple.
This guy's
pasties.
Twisting his ankles on stage with burlesque girls.
I twisted my ankle very bad. Yes.
You're dancing it up.
I fell into a sea of breasts.
Okay.
I saw these women in their pasties and I almost fainted. And I was like, just boops. And then I twisted my ankle. And fell into, luckily, their pillowy breast pillows.
You're more dark and twisted than that Kanye album.
Okay.
No, is that not good?
I don't know. That album came in, my Dark Twisted Fantasy came in number 8 in the 100 greatest albums of all time, beating out Nevermind and the White Album.
But you want to know who's coming in number 1?
Who's doing number 1?
Our guest today on the doing number. Did you have to say it like that? Jeez.
That's what I thought you meant.
That was a terrible lead-in by you.
I thought
who's doing number 1, Akeem?
That's in the notes. She's incontinent.
I want a different introduction.
Okay. Who's doing number 2? who's doing twosies?
No? Our beautiful guest in the studio right now. She's an improviser here in Chicago. She performs at Second City. She's actually on the Second City main stage. Tawny Newsom is in the studio. How are you? Give a clap up to her.
I'm good, thank you.
You don't clap for yourself.
We clap
for yourself.
Sometimes I like to help the applause.
Yeah, you're right. There's only two
I
of us
add
in
to
here.
It.
How are you? Thank you for stopping by.
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I love this place.
Thank you.
I love the lights. I love the camera, and I love the action. So.
Isn't it awesome? What about, like, you know, Stan Lee's, like, stalking you right behind you there.
Stan Lee.
Have you noticed that? Yo, what's up, Stan?
Oh, I haven't... Stan Lee's...
It's Mr. True Believer back there.
Yeah. There's only his upper half of his face, his nose up, so it looks like he's hiding behind the wooden dog.
He's hiding behind what I love. You have a row of perfume and cologne next to scented candles. So it's like, do I want the air or myself to smell amazing?
Why do you have a bottle of Tommy Girl? That doesn't make any...
I have a sister.
She doesn't live... You have a male sort of roommate who... I mean,
he's in transition, okay?
He's a metrosexual. He's not trans.
Look, this is the thing. So whenever we have a female...
we give her a half bottle of Tommy Girl. We're
a
like...
Female guest on the show.
You're welcome.
Like complimentary... We give them complimentary water by Awkwafina, and then we give them complimentary scents by Tommy Girl.
We know these, we know what ladies like.
Yeah, Tawny, if you want it to smell like a Tommy Girl, it's there for you. If you want to smell like the 90s.
Okay, the 90s. Well, I think I always smell like the 90s because I was steeped in it.
I was going to say that.
It was just marinated in it like an overnight steak, but it was my entire adolescence in the 90s, and it never left me.
I'm really catching a whiff of the 90s.
Oh, yeah? You smell my...
I was like, what is that, Dan Cortez?
You're catching a case of the 90s?
Yeah, I'm smelling Alternative Nation.
I'm wearing a choker.
Yeah, you're wearing Puck from Real World.
You're saluting
just
shorts.
Snot rock. Yes, you're hey-duding it up.
You guys are talking my language.
Yeah, let's go to a coffee house.
But I want to thank you. So you perform at Second City. What's the show that you're currently in at Second City?
It's the main stage show, Let Them Eat Chaos. We're there Tuesday through Sunday, every day but Monday. You know, two shows on the weekends and... Just, you know, really, really living the life.
Yeah.
Well, the Second City
awesome,
main stage, for you people who don't know, you people.
You should know,
is
by the way.
Golden ring of performance comedy.
Yeah.
Well, as someone who previous to the main stage did the ETC stage, which is identical in type of work and scope of whatever, but has a much more amazing schedule because they only go Thursday through Sunday. I might say that the ETC is the golden ring because you still have a life.
It's the Rolling Stones to the... It's not even the Rolling Stones. It's the Kinks to the Beatles. The Beatles are the main stage.
No. See, this is what we have to change, is that there's this perception everywhere outside of the building that there's any distinction between those two jobs.
Uh-huh. But and there literally, is.
There really is not.
She's okay. On the inside, though.
You would know, right?
And for the people who hire us.
Who does Olivia Wilde sit in the crowd for?
Both. I met her when she came to ETC,
Why
I was on
she
ETC.
Go to ETC? Who does Tom Hanks go to?
He came to Maine.
So directly to you?
It doesn't really
From
matter.
From Maine. He was visiting Stephen King.
But in all seriousness, the jobs are identical and they're treated with the same amount of like respect and support throughout the building. So I always find it funny when reviews are like, oh, the little sister stage to the big brother. And I'm like, man, I just have a crappier schedule and a tinier dressing room.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
But I guess perception from us outsiders, it's like main stage, man, like that's where you want to be. It has Maine in the title.
Well, that's just because
ETC sounds et cetera.
Tina was.
Like, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Second City is like just Tina Fey murals all over the place.
Yeah, but Jack McBrayer was ETC.
Yeah, but he's like the fourth billed person
as
in
cool
30 Rock.
As Tina Fey?
No, he's just as popular and powerful
and
as
attractive.
Tina Fey. Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Probably more.
I agree. Did you see him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Boner.
No, I'm sorry. I was busy all of 2008.
Yeah. I was too busy watching Sarah Marshall and like Kristen Bell was in like a bikini. I was like, what?
Wait, Batman was in?
And then Kristen Bell was in a bikini. Jason Segel, Kristen Bell's like, we need to break up. And then Jason Segel's dick just pops out. He starts singing Life's
Patrick
a Happy Song.
Shows up.
On a unicorn.
Harris. Yes. It was a really weird movie that I don't even understand how this got popular because it made.
Donnie, it's a good thing you were booked in 2008 then. Yeah. So you avoided this entire travesty.
Yeah, because Russell Brand and Kristen Bell start dating.
Yeah.
Right. Russell
no, just
Brand.
Russell Brand's hair and Kristen Bell.
Yeah. And then Mila Kunis turned out to be like the evil side of Natalie Portman.
What's the over-under on your listeners who have or have not seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall? I think about 25% of them have seen it.
That's it?
Yeah. 25%?
Only 25%, yeah. They see what I tell them to see, at least for the most part, they listen to me. They listen to me when I give them good recommendations. I've given them some terrible recommendations over the
like
years.
Like that Nazi Moon movie?
That's a good movie. Iron Sky? It's on Netflix right now. Have you, Tawny, do you have Netflix?
I have
you
Netflix.
Netflix it up. Have you heard of this movie called Iron Sky?
I have not.
That's it's all on she's there. Heard about. She is a fan club.
You need to watch
Look at her
it.
Shirt, the Iron Sky shirt.
Oh, I forgot
wearing.
I wore this.
Look at her tattoo.
It started off as just a Kickstarter campaign. This guy, he came up with a trailer.
Zach Braff.
About how like the Nazis traveled to the moon, the dark side of the moon, and they built a colony there.
They got there before Americans.
Yeah.
And, okay. Well, yeah.
And they built a colony, and then they come back to Earth to take it over.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It's a beautiful movie. There's a
beautiful movie.
It's
a meditation on life directed by Ang Lee.
There's a Eddie Murphy type character in the movie. Who they turn
Let's get an Eddie Murphy type. Well, why don't we just get Eddie Murphy?
Oh, no, he's too expensive.
What are you talking about? He did Meet Dave.
This guy did an incredible impression of Eddie Murphy in the movies. Man, what's going on here? Y'all gonna turn me white? And then they turned him white.
He was
they gave
CGI,
him blue eyes and
he
everything.
He was a CGI
it was
donkey. It was really weird. He's a CGI donkey with an iron cross.
Let me go on the moon. This is
like,
great.
I have to watch this now.
I'm a Gestapo.
I'm really excited. I'm excited for Independence Day 2.
But Will Smith is not going to be in it.
I'm excited anyway.
He's not.
What do you mean, really?
Why
because
would he not?
He turned down Django Unchained. You think he's not going to turn down Independence Day 2?
That's because he didn't believe in Quentin. I can call him Quentin, by the way, Tawny, in case you're wondering.
He didn't believe in
no.
Quentin. No, the reason he turned down was because of the scene where Christoph Waltz shoots Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's like, "Come on, Quentin, I have to shoot him because I'm the
hero."
That's
right. Yeah, I read that.
And Quentin's like, "I'm Quentin Tarantino. You're not going to tell me like you made After Earth because you saw into the future." He was like, "Yeah, you made After Earth and that movie with the jellyfish. So please shut up. I just watched 7 Pounds and I want to kill myself. I'm lucky I made this movie at all."
Now, I'm going to jump back a couple of minutes to something that Brian actually brought up.
The Moon Nazis.
You met Tom. No. You met Tom Hanks, apparently.
Oh, yeah, man.
Was this last week? What happened?
Yeah, this was last Saturday. I could talk about him forever. He was the coolest, most famous man I ever hoped to meet.
Oh, cool. Here's a picture.
Oh, yeah.
I got a picture here, guys.
The Fosse book.
You guys are watching this live.
The Fosse book.
It's very grainy. Was this taken by Bigfoot? Like, why is it so grainy?
Instagram. I don't know. Is that,
it's Instagram.
Instagram. And you put a filter on it and you try to.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure that you couldn't tell whether or not that was. A lot of people think it's a hoax.
It kind of looks like a wax figure. I don't know if that's.
Well, he's got the Lady Killers mustache.
Yeah, well, he's in a show on Broadway. So he had the weekend off. So his middle son, Chet.
Yeah, Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes. He's
a friend. He's a friend of the
Friend of the show, Chet Hayes, Northwestern alum.
As a matter of fact, let's get him on a blower.
We have his cell phone because we
had a nice chat on Saturday. Call him up. I'd like to say
you had a chat with Chet.
Yeah, he brought. So Tom.
He was like, "Yo, dog."
Rita, Chet, and then his youngest son Truman and his older daughter Liz. They
Rita
all came.
Rita Wilson.
His older daughter Liz. Did I say that?
Anyway. Yeah.
They all came for Chet's graduation, and then they all watched the show, and then they improvised with us. It was insane.
Chet Hayes and Tom Hanks?
And his 17-year-old Truman, which blew my mind.
Whoa.
How do you improvise with Tom Hanks? Like, how are you just like, oh, this is just another dude. No big deal.
Brian, tweet Chet about this.
All right.
Please do, yeah.
Did Chet improvise?
Yes. Every single person. Every single Hank.
Yo, dog.
Yeah, no Rita and no Liz.
Okay. What about Colin?
Women.
What
about, Colin wasn't there.
What about Orange County Star?
I was
really
hoping to meet Colin.
So you could be like, what's Jack Black like?
Yeah.
That's all you had the question.
That's the only question.
You were like, listen, hey, Tom Hanks, I'm bosom buddies. Is Peter Scolari as cool as I think he is?
So how was it? How was the improv
amazing.
With these guys?
I mean, Mr. Hanks, he's like the kind of celebrity who immediately puts you at ease because he's just been famous for so long. He's been so famous for so long
right.
that, I don't know, this is my theory, is that he would rather you be so comfortable so that you're not weird, so that you don't make his life harder by being like, Castaway, well, you know. So he just comes backstage and he's like, hey, what's up? I'm Tom. Cool, what are we doing? Oh, you're drinking Maker's Mark. That's great. Like, he's just instantly like a buddy, you know. Which I was like, this dude's a pro.
That is so awesome.
And his kids are so damn nice, man.
Yeah.
Truman, I'm obsessed with. This 17-year-old kid is going to be a president someday.
Uh-huh. Well, is he that professional?
President? No, is that just because his name is Truman?
That's a dog's name, isn't it?
What? Wait, it was my dog's name.
That's where I got it from.
My dearly departed Beagle.
That's
but his namesake was Harry S. Truman, our 33rd president.
I don't know why your dog came to my mind before our actual president.
Because he's more important. I mean, just because one of the people won World War II doesn't mean he's as good as my Beagle.
Yeah, but what was Truman like? How professional was he? That
to
made
me,
you
the president.
The president.
Did he talk like Obama? Like, hello, welcome.
No, he was like,
Tawny.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I have my Missouri accent.
Well, it probably helped that they all like showed up in like suits. They were all like dressed for their graduation.
Yeah.
But
even Rita,
about,
did she have a pantsuit?
No,
but she was Hillary
about
Clinton.
That kid was just like. He was 17, and I don't think he acts, really. Like, he's in boarding school, you know.
Yeah.
He's not, like, a performer yet. Maybe he wants to be. And he was like, I don't really know how to improvise. And he wasn't going to. And then we were all just like, come on, just do it. You're a famous guy's kid. You're going to be great. No one, you know, everyone will laugh at everything you say.
You're as good as Jaden.
Right.
That's
almost as good as Jaden.
That's what we call in the business, Tony.
Nepotism.
You just jumped in.
Improv sharks. You know, they have pool sharks. Like, hey, I don't know how to play no pool, buddy.
They have pool sharks.
I don't know how to eat people.
They have sharks they put in pools, which is dangerous. But, hey, free public pool, right?
I didn't mean literally.
Sometimes you put a shark in, so if anyone pees in the pool, the shark is immediately just eating them.
I think Truman, like, probably in boarding school, like, in his bedroom, he closes the door, blasts some, like, NSYNC or something.
Not Chet?
And like he just
Chet?
Like does improv, maybe.
I bought
maybe
a Chet. I bought Chet Hayes' single.
That's what I used to do when I was a kid.
I bought Chet Hayes' single because on iTunes when we were talking to him because I was so happy when he called in,
Did you tweet him?
Remember what's his name was on? Oh damn it, the guy who sounds
Soren.
Like
Sadin. But did you tweet him? Did you tweet?
I tweeted congratulations on your graduation, my man.
Who are you?
He knows, because I was
he called into the show. He's like, y'all, man, pick up my new album, man.
He was like,
it's so dope, man.
I was like, it's really good, and he was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, he was like, y'all, man, seriously, man, pick up my new album. Like, did he talk like that on stage?
Did he have that Evanston accent that he has?
Yeah, man, he's just a down kid. He's just a down-ass kid.
Yeah. I dig him. He's really cool. I mean, like, we just tweeted him, like, as a joke, as a lark, and then he just like, y'all, man, let me call these people. I'm at the quad. And then he just, like, called us.
Yeah.
He was at the quad studying.
I don't think you're in the Hanks family without just being, like, a cool, nice, genuine person who's probably super talented in like five different ways. It just seems like all of those people are delightful and touched with some kind of amazing gift.
It's the Hanks factor, I think, is what it is. Yeah, and that's the thing. He's the only person I know. I think it's, see, this is the thing. There's a lot of famous people that have a last name that no one else has.
Sure.
Cheadle.
Nobody else has it?
I don't know any other Cheadles.
His father didn't. He killed his father. So he was like, there can only be one.
But there's no, like, you don't know a regular person named, like, Michael Cheadle.
No. I don't know
anyone named Michael Smith. Please? It doesn't mean that he doesn't.
No, Smith is a very generic last name. There are lots of Smiths.
Oh. Find a Michael Cheadle.
Just like this.
Like we need to Google.
Yeah.
Just like
Damon Cheadle.
I feel like Skywalker is the Smith of the. Because Luke, you would think that, like, they took all these. They're like, we better hide these people. And they're like, well, should we change his name? And he's like, nah, man, don't worry about that. Skywalker's so normal. We like, the Emperor will have no idea where this dude is. And yeah, so they just did that. And they're like, well, should we put him on Tatooine where Darth Vader's from? And they're like, yeah, who cares? And like, well, the Emperor knows he's alive. And they're like, pfft.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, see, I just Googled the last name Cheadle, and the only Cheadle that comes up is Don Cheadle. And so there's no other Cheadles.
He killed them all.
Yeah.
Truman Cheadle Hanks.
But I think there's something to this. I mean, like, I've never met anyone with the last name Newsom.
Oh, okay. Newsom. Joanna Newsom? I guess you never met her.
Who's that?
She's a singer.
That's a person?
She has a really nice buttock.
She's an indie singer?
She has a really nice buttock?
A very nice
Just
buttocks.
One of her buttock?
She plays a harp and is known for her buttocks.
Oh, Ozzie Newsom. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
I had a Dr. Newsom. I knew him. Perhaps you know him.
I don't know any doctors.
Perhaps you've seen him at the family picnics.
I know zero doctors. I make it a point to never meet any.
So at the family picnics, there's you, Joanna, my old doctor.
Ozzie
Newsom.
And Truman Cheadle Newsom Hanks.
Yeah. He married in. Good for him.
So so Brian, being the super sleuth that he is, he sent me an article about Yutani.
Oh, no.
It was in the Rolling Stone.
I had to do
Why'd you say oh no? Why'd you say oh no?
Well,
are there some articles out there of you?
I don't know.
That we should be aware of?
Because you said super sleuth, so it sounded like I put on a trench coat and put the collar up.
Like, look, a clue.
And then I was like following her around and I was like, And then she like dropped. She puts in like her bagel wrapper, and I put on a glove and get it. And I'm like, I need this for analysis. And they're like, sure thing.
DNA evidence shows.
Yeah. And then Ice-T came in. He's like, man.
She
put a banana in someone's butt because that actually happened in an SVU episode.
And SVU has gotten out of control.
This is an older episode, and Mariska Hargitay's. This is what she asked.
Is SVU the one with that guy that's
Chris
like an
Maloney.
Actor? Okay, that didn't make any sense.
Ice-T is like
the
an
guy,
actor.
The guy that's...
you're thinking
what's
of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, is that the one?
No, he's on the regular.
Because that one's very comical recipe. With him on there.
No, SVU is Special recipe. Victims Unit, where everything
is dead kids or rape.
Rape, yeah. Pedophile, dead kid rape.
Very frank.
And then one time Mariska Hargitay said, is there any reason someone would sodomize your husband with a banana?
Okay.
That was an actual quote. Someone wrote that down, and then it was like, chum, chum.
Yeah, there was an episode way back when where there was a, what do you call the person that's like saying stuff on the, to like give evidence of something. Witness.
Witness.
There was a witness that was on the stand. And he blurted out the N-word.
Yeah.
Because he had
I've seen
Tourette's.
That. Yeah.
Paula Deen.
And then I was watching like these outtakes of Alf.
Of him. Oh.
I was watching.
Of Alf on Law & Order talking about how much he missed slavery and how great it was.
Stay with me
it
here.
It was like Django Unchained.
Stay with me here. I was watching these outtakes because I love outtakes of Alf. I love Alf, first off, as you can clearly see in that picture of me. Alf is on my back pulling my ponytail.
Huh, because he likes slaves. You're going to work, boy.
Hey, come on. So I'm watching these outtakes. He's in the bed just chilling, and they're doing some B-roll footage. And I guess he reenacts that scene. Paul Fusco, who's the actor, he's, hey, and then he says the N-word. I'm like, oh, my God, Alf.
How is he retroactive? How did he see the future for this Law & Order episode? Because Alf, I'm pretty sure, was taken off the air in like 88.
This was a super old episode.
Yes, okay, so in 1985, he was like, hey, I just had a vision.
He was very topical, though. That's the thing. Paul Fusco, he liked to, you know, stay on top of it.
He was a real Italian.
do you want to see
these Moulinons?
Do you want to see the scene? I actually have it queued up here.
Sure.
Before we talk about
this article. Yeah, this is going to be Mike. So this is pre-Michael Richards.
I didn't know Law and Order was this old.
It's not.
Yeah, the original recipe.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying. It is.
Wait, hold on. There we go.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Nigger, nigger, nigger!
I don't think.
Yes. That. Did you hear that?
Yeah, but that's not real.
What do you mean that's not real? This was B footage.
It was B footage, but still.
He was reenacting. I think this guy here actually talks about the original scene. And I think he has a clip of it. So here it is right here. This is the original scene from Law and Order.
This is not Law and Order.
This is Law and Order.
Just not all courtrooms.
Or twitch in different ways. Sometimes I do it more. Sometimes I do it less.
Can you control it?
No. Not for any length of time.
Oh, he has Tourette's. He has racist Tourette's.
What reason was he
had to get a black lawyer. Had to really make
everybody
feel
better. This is L.A. Law.
Disruptive.
This L.A. Law?
Yeah. Oh, it's Bernie. Holy shit. It's Bernie.
Who's who?
Weekend at Bernie.
All right, here it goes. Here it goes.
And there are only a few coworkers around to hear me.
Did they consider you disruptive?
I don't believe so, no. Nigger, nigger!
That actually wasn't my Tourette's. I'm just talking to you, Blair Underwood.
It's all part of it.
All right, and that's what I saw this was like years ago. I actually saw this, and I didn't know why he said that. Come to find out, it was because of that one scene from, I guess, L.A.
Law.
Yeah. But yeah, it really, like, changed my perception
of Alf?
Alf. Yeah, I was like, hey, Willie, I say racist stuff. Like, it just freaked me out.
Wow, man. You know? You shouldn't go digging for this stuff. It's going to mess with your worldview.
I love, like, watching, like, they have, like, a lot of bloopers with Alf, and they're very entertaining.
It's an apparent reference to a classic 1989 clip from L.A. Law in which a character with Tourette's uses the phrase. I like that the guy who, the actor, after he said it, and he's being prosecuted by noted black actor Blair Underwood.
Good-looking dude.
Yes, he is a very handsome man. Tay Diggs is more my macho.
Your cup of mocha tea.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Mocha tea.
Mocha tea is what I drink. Mocha tea is actually the daughter, the Vietnamese daughter
that
Tay and I adopted. Mocha tea. Anyway, he was like, he said that, and he has this black lawyer, and he was just like, that's what I do, man. like he didn't seem to be like, oh man, that was really bad because Blair Underwood is the one doing that. That's no good.
It's called word association.
That's not what he was doing. What it's called. So he said that, and then he's like, nets, neti pot, nippy, nipples,
neti pot. Well, he can't walk around being sorry all the time. That would be exhausting.
Yeah,
it probably happens to him 30 times a day.
But he has to get his ass beat constantly. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm out of gas, and I'm in a black neighborhood. I'm just going to walk it. That's what I would. But then when he walks it, he's saying it. So there's no way.
He's probably saying a lot of other things, too.
Well.
You know.
Maybe he has duct tape in his car. And then he's like, when he's in he's in ethnic neighborhoods, he just puts the duct tape around his head.
Yeah, but there was a lot of. So that was a lost footage of Alf.
Speaking of your Rolling Stone article, Alf said the N-word.
That really came back around.
Well, we brought that up, and then we were. Then he's like, "Hey, Alf said the N-word."
Well, we were talking about Law and Order, and it reminded me of Alf.
I don't even know why Law and Order came up.
We can pull down the flow chart and actually figure out why we brought that up.
Yeah,
we were talking about Cheadle, and then you brought up Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
there's a flow chart for everything that we're discussing.
Then the 30-minute discussion of Richard Belzer.
Because I said super sleuth, and then you got
right.
Careful.
Because I was
trust me, I know where this is all going.
I was private eyeing.
It's all part of the plan.
Oh, I was doing deep research by googling a name.
I'm like the captain of the Titanic. I know what I'm doing with this boat.
Yeah, I'm like the guy playing the cello. And I'm like, don't worry, guys, I'll have a soundtrack to us dying an icy death.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, Tawny, you probably already know about this article.
I know about it.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at me?
You probably know. If you don't know.
If you don't know.
You were in Rolling Stone.
Yeah, you were in Rolling Stone. Well, you were on. I don't know.
I don't think it was printed.
I don't think it was printed.
I don't think
That'd
they waste
awesome.
Paper on kids like me.
No, stop it. No, you're a good kid. You're one of the cool kids.
Hey.
Hey.
It's a band.
Hey.
Chicago based.
Very nice.
Love you guys. Shout out to my goons.
Shout out to goons. Yeah.
you were in an article called SNL, Who Will Be the New Cast Members?
Mm-hmm.
And you were number four on their list of 11 people.
The new Fred Armisen.
This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I wrote that article, so I'm a little biased.
Yeah. Is this a true thing?
Yeah. She hacked in. She's part of Anonymous.
I freelance for Rolling Stone because I'm like, I need a fallback plan if comedy's not going to. I need to write comedy articles in a music magazine.
Well, you're also a singer.
Yeah,
guitarists, you have those to fall back on, too.
And they talk about political affairs. Matt Taibbi talks about Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
And then you just slip in. Hey.
I'm just like, hey, man.
And then Lorne Michaels just paging through it, and he's like, hey.
I like the idea that Lorne Michaels picks up Rolling Stone and goes,
let's see what's in here.
He's like, well, you guys have done the work for me.
Well, I guess I'll just pick these new 11 people.
Sharna, cancel my visit.
So when you saw this, what was going on in your head? Did you know this was going to be...
I had no idea. No, I don't know who... None of us know. All of a sudden, someone's just like, hey, congrats on the Rolling Stone article.
Yeah.
And you go, what?
Uh-huh.
And
do you go, whoa, what? Like you saw a ghost?
Yeah, I was literally like, because I am in a bunch of bands and I'm a singer and stuff, but I've been working like tirelessly for the last year on this solo album that I made with like all these different people. And it's like, I just finished, like the mixing engineer just sent me the final mixes today, like 3 hours ago. So that is like not quite done. So like 3 weeks ago, I'm thinking that like, I don't know, there was a few of the people I worked with had been like talking about the album on some of their like blogs or whatever. So for some reason, I thought that like my shitty little album was going to be the one...
Well, yeah,
we haven't heard it yet. Yeah. She just got the rough copy today.
But, you know,
and
like,
she's like, this is shit.
Me, nobody knew some over here being my solo album is going to be on Rolling Stone. You know, so somebody's like, hey.
Maybe Tom
article.
Hanks dropped a line.
Well,
this didn't just
come out. It's not like he retroactively went back in time.
Hey,
you want to jump into my time machine? I'll help you out here.
You think Tommy hasn't been following her career? I think he has.
Yeah, maybe.
Tommy, I think he's been following Tawny.
You think during the filming of Larry Crown, he wasn't just checking her out?
So, I mean, like, when something like this comes out, all right, you read it, you're like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
What do you think? Are you thinking, like, how do I leverage this into something?
No.
Did that cross your mind?
No, I think you were just like,
that's a good little...
Even, like... I think
pat on the back.
Yeah, it's publicity. It's great. Yeah. It can only help everybody. And you know, I had like six friends on that list, like six like Second City people. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, this is awesome that whoever this dude is who wrote it thinks that we're any good.
Yeah, but the rest of them suck.
Tim Baltz is on here.
Tim Baltz is fantastic.
It's pretty cool.
More like Tim, not as good as Newsom.
Stop
Baltz.
That. Okay.
I considered that as a stage name, but
sadly
it was taken. Isn't that weird? So
Tim Baltz was like, it's just my name with a huge, huge quotation mark in the beginning.
But yeah, I forgot your question. But yeah, it's weird.
No. I was just saying leveraging this publicity, but it's more so like you were saying, it's a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. I mean, Rolling Stone, they're a very well-known entity out there.
If you know how to leverage it, you should tell me, and then I'll do that.
It's how Anthony Michael Hall got on Saturday Night Live.
I'm trying to figure this out myself, okay? So let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your Eddie Murphy at 17 years old talking to Gene Domanian, being like, here's my invitation of Italian guy, blah, blah, blah.
I wasn't trying to do Eddie Murphy. That's how I normally talk when I'm getting serious. What's wrong?
Hey, this is my friend Joe Piscopo.
Man, come on, man. Don't make fun of me, man. That ain't cool, all right? Stop it. Seriously. Okay.
That is a good Eddie Murphy.
I'm not even trying to do him. I was just watching Golden Child.
Do the laugh.
This is just how black men speak.
Do the laugh.
You're trying to do Golden Child?
No, I
you
wasn't.
Were like, what's your favorite Eddie Murphy movie? Golden Child? Adoy.
That's a great movie.
No.
That is a great movie.
Nope. That is fantastic,
the,
man.
The only good part in the entire movie
every single part
is when he has to ask for the thing and he has to move like the little thing and then he starts scratching it like a DJ.
Okay.
He's like, chugga, chugga, chugga. The rest of it.
Horrible. I have the knife.
Oh, yeah, he has to get the knife. Oh,
that was a great movie. You cut it out,
well,
man.
Well, the rest of the world didn't agree.
You know, the golden child was actually a golden girl.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that as a joke. That was actually good. Mm-hmm. But no, that was actually a girl.
Yeah, it was Rue McClanahan.
You know that? I just found this out. I was like looking at the credits, like, man, I love this movie so much. I got to look up what these actors are doing now.
That's why the that's why the penis looks so weird on that baby. I just thought it was a deformed child. A deformed golden child.
If I pick up this Sony controller, will it control something?
You might turn on this. You want to play some? We should play games on here.
Can I play Uncharted 3?
Like, something weird happened.
That was mentioned in the Rolling Stone article that she likes weird things to happen
like
with
weird
PlayStation controllers.
So what I was getting at was, so I honestly, I don't know how to leverage any of this stuff, but okay. But the thing is,
to get into Golden Child Part 2, the child name.
We were in the Reader.
Yeah.
Recently.
Pretty much the same thing. Someone's jealous here.
We were voted best local music podcast, which was awesome. Clap up to us for doing that.
We did it. Yeah.
So
because
they had,
there's no other music podcast, we did it.
So they had this party for us on Thursday, this past Thursday. So I had to cancel our show. I was like,
we had to cancel the great Kelsey Huff.
Oh, that was, she was on Thursday?
Yes.
Damn it. Why didn't you tell her she should have just come with me, been my plus one for the Chicago Reader thing?
She should have been there if she wasn't there. I don't know.
Oh, she wasn't there.
I don't know. I
just saw the big Afro dude, Afro Samurai, was there.
Sherman Edwards.
Yeah, Sherman Edwards.
And he had a katana.
Yeah.
He was rocking the
Leonardo. Done some stuff with Second City. You know Sherman Edwards.
Yeah, we just did a weird, that Blackhawks video. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you might want to pull this up. It's called Black Ice.
Oh,
the
no.
Second City Network. Edgar Blackman and Katie
That
Rich
has to be the name of a rap album and the Blaxploitation movie.
We did a rap song, in support of the black members of the Blackhawks.
Uh-huh. There aren't any.
Yeah, there are. There's Johnny Oduya and there's Ray Emery.
Johnny will do ya.
Johnny Oduya.
Hey.
So he was there. Sherman Edwards. I have the video right here. Sherman Edwards was there because he won last year best comedian.
Oh,
so
cool.
He was like, man, they just invited me, man. So I showed up. Like, I ain't
that
even
is
win nothing
so
this year.
So how he sounds.
This is what he said to me.
That's how he sounds. Off mic when he's not performing, like, man.
You know what?
He sounds like Huggy Bear.
Comedian major.
I might be a jerk. I might be mixing him up with someone. Because I don't think Sherman and I have ever been, like, formally introduced or, like, met or really worked together. But there were all these people there when we did the video, and I think I just attributed one of them to be him.
This is Sherman Edwards.
Yeah, he was there. Okay, cool.
Because he doesn't talk like that the way you're like,
well,
he doesn't
for
sound
some
like
reason,
that.
Like a real conversation,
in
so
the
I didn't know.
Google search, Sherman Edwards, then there's a picture of Aaron Weaver, and then there's Steve Carell, and then there's a guy in a Ghostbusters outfit.
Hey, that's good publicity,
I think,
man.
That's Bill Murray in Zombie Land.
That's actually him.
For Sherman Edwards.
Well, he's a very nice man. I wish I knew him better so I could really
he
be confident
great.
That I had met him.
He was great. He was fantastic. We were hanging out the entire night. I was going around being introduced to all these other people that won Best Something.
Uh-huh.
And it was the weirdest
thing.
Was
Sherman in a tux? And he was like, let me introduce you around.
No. He was backpacked up. Mm. You know, he had on a nice a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
And he was just backpacked up.
Classic
backpack
and a button-up look.
Yeah, we were drinking Shiner beer. Was having a good time being introduced to luchadors. And I'm thinking the entire time,
A lot of luchadors just hanging around?
Yeah, there was a luchador in a...
Did you make any submit and then you remove their mask?
No, he was wearing a suit and he just had on the mask. The guy was like,
Sherman?
Man, I won. I have... And I thought he was not an actual luchador. He apparently has a tamale truck.
Uh-huh.
And he won best tamale truck gimmick thing.
As a luchador?
Yeah.
Viva la...
So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I don't know how to even leverage being the best local music podcast.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, we talked about this on a previous episode. Like, I wish I could go to, you know, Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish and say, yo, man, when he's in Chicago and say, look, man, I just won best local music podcast. You want to come on my show?
As the members of Hootie often point out, there is no Hootie.
There is no Hootie. His name is Darius Rucker.
That's right.
But you actually, I think exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Hey, man, local music. whatever, whatever.
But he probably, he'd say,
get on it.
He'd be like, you look at me, you got nothing left to do.
Yeah, he can't talk.
He can only.
Yeah. He can be like, you get so mad when I hang out with my friends.
Like, no, I don't mind. Come on. Yeah.
I want to do a show. You think he would, like, serenade me?
I think when we were like, Tom Hanks is watching the show, do you think he'd play the set? Hey, Tom Hanks, do you want to play the set?
Oh, you
like,
just asked. So that's how
and
that
he was
happened?
Like, is there a what? Giant keyboard on stage? Because otherwise, no. And then did he awkwardly touch your breasts because he's actually a 9-year-old boy?
Where did this go from?
Big.
You never saw Big?
Which he's too busy watching Golden Child and Iron Sky.
Yeah,
I know. And then I ask him, like, Vampire I'm like, haven't you seen Casablanca? And he's like, no. And I'm like, you make horrible choices.
Hey, I saw the Muppet movie.
How have you not seen Big?
It's amazing.
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
It's a dude that's big, right? You're like, yo, man, look at me.
He just keeps eating, and he gets larger and larger.
Isn't that a documentary where the dude eats like a bunch of McDonald's food?
And then he gets so fat that he sticks into the couch, and Richard Simmons.
That's starring Eddie Murphy, right? Big.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
He plays like a bunch of big people.
Yeah, and they fart to make, they're like, I gotta make some room.
Isn't that with Eddie Murphy, though?
And the old woman's like, I have relations. And Hercules.
Yeah, that movie was originally called Big, right?
Yeah, and he was a king of Africa. Mm-hmm. And
no, that's coming
what
too.
What was his name? Actually, that my mom was just watching Coming to America, and I was like, you know what his name is? And she's like, what? And I was like, Akeem. And she's like, oh! Because my mom loves Akeem.
And she said, Hercules.
Yes.
I'm like, that's not my name. No. My name is not Hercules.
She's like, but then Akeem was like, but I know why you would think that. And then he started flexing.
Listen, man, that's not my name. All right. I'm sorry about that, Tawny.
But the Rolling Stones, like, you had to... I mean, I know, like, you're cool and stuff, but that's fucking crazy. Like, I mean, that's really...
Yeah, man, I don't know who did it.
But so you never even bothered to, like, look up who the guy is?
I did look at one point, and I went, I don't know him. And then I just, like, clicked on his name, and it was like...
I don't know you!
Here are all the other articles he did, and I was like, cool. That's as far as I got.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those things. They were just like, who's on the resident stages? Okay,
no.
Great. And then let's grab some people from LA and bada boom.
Well, you have an awesome reel, though. I looked at your reel before the show. It's actually pretty good.
Hey, thanks.
It's a great reel.
Why do you downplay all your accomplishments?
It's because she's not Kanye West.
No, but you seem to be like very... like, you're like, yeah, my shitty album.
Oh,
and
well,
like,
I mean, I am joking. You know, there's a lot of like...
You're just dry.
There's a lot of...
I can't pick it up.
Yeah, maybe it's not reading.
You're like, oh, Rolling Stone, that sucks. And I'm like,
no, Rolling Stone's
you.
Awesome. I just think that, I mean, this business is so arbitrary. And it keeps me very happy to remember that. Because I would lose my mind the second I forgot it.
I don't think we asked this earlier. How long have you been on the main stage?
This is my... first show in Maine and my second resident show because I did one on ETC.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Even if you're not on Saturday Night Live, I would. Are you moving to LA?
No.
Eventually?
No, man.
You're going to just stay in Chicago?
Yeah, man.
Where all the TV shows are?
Hey, man. If a TV show wants to hire me, then I'll go out there and do that TV show.
Yes.
But drag my ass across the country.
Until then.
Exactly, yeah.
Car payment.
Right. Until then, Chicago Fire or nothing.
In the infamous words of Butthead, come to Butthead.
Yeah, man.
Right? Let them come to you.
I really think, and you know what?
No one's ever said that.
To keep going back to Tom Hanks.
Keep going. Speaking of Butthead, speaking of Beavis and Butthead, Tom Hanks was
No one's ever quoted Beavis and Butthead.
Tom Hanks was in the Simpsons movie, which was also a cartoon. Mm-hmm. So going back to Tom Hanks, boom.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. So going back to Tom Hanks, we actually had a 5-minute conversation about how Chicago is the greatest city to be an actor in. And it like made my entire year because I'm always saying that, like, this is the one city where you can work, like you can make a living, you can work, you don't have to wait tables. Like, you can get to a place where you are acting and being a musician and whatever you want to do. You can be an artist here because the cost of living is low enough and because there's transit and it's not insane like New York and you don't have to drive everywhere like LA. I just don't. I grew up in Northern California.
Went
actually,
back to Broadway.
I have no interest in living in LA. Mm-hmm. But you know, if the opportunity takes you somewhere, of course, go where the work is.
Right.
But I'm doing fine here.
Right now, you're saying no. Mm-hmm. I will not be on Saturday Night Live.
If they hire me,
you're
absolutely.
Saying
if Lorne Michaels comes and says, "All right, you want to come to New York?"
You'll say,
"I'm pretty sure she. You will, right?
Of
yes.
Course,
no.
That's what
absolutely.
Happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You'll say, "Are you moving the show to Chicago?" And then he'll say no and be like, I'm sorry.
You want to do remotes?
Right.
And then
do a remote.
You'll be like, so your show starts at 11:30 where you are?
I gotta be in bed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going there. Like,
will you say, can I still be on the main stage?
Yeah.
Can I still do that?
Is there like a tube underground that can just shoot me back
Futurama
and forth?
Futurama style?
Yes. And he's like, oh, I love Futurama.
You're hard. That, we're probably doing a terrible impression of Lorne. No?
I don't know. He's like, oh, Canada.
That
That's what
that
he says.
Good to me.
Yeah.
Studio 54.
Jim Davis. Not the Garfield one. Or is it Tom Davis? I don't know. The one with Franken.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to take just one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with a video. This is going to be a quick commercial break right here on The Bread. We're going to come back with more from the lady, Tawny. We'll be back.
You like mutants? Well, check out Atomic Pizzeria, home of Mutant Mondays. If you remember and admire the mutant culture of the 80s and 90s, these blister pack illustrations are gonna kick ass. Check them the fuck out at facebook.com/Atomic Pizzeria. That's A-T-O-M-U-K-K. Pizzeria. These guys are the shit. Mutant Mondays at Atomic Pizzeria. It's Rye Bread Radio on KDX Radio AM frequency in St. Louis, Missouri. You love it, don't you? KDX.com on the Rye Bread Radio Network. This is real f***ing radio.
With Spunk Lube, you get the best of both worlds. Lube that lasts long and cleans up easy. You won't know if you're coming or going. So get spunked up with Spunk Lube. Visit www.spunklube.com. Come get some. Spunklube.com.
Blackberry balls, shawty inside.
Hey yo, ripping y'all niggas is the
This is Mike Leibovitz. You're listening to Rye Bread Radio. With my dick! I know that doesn't make sense, but you are listening to Rye Bread Radio. So enjoy.
It's Rye Bread Radio on the Rye Bread Radio Network.
I might like that.
RyeBreadRadio.tumblr.com.
That's right here on The Bread, guys. Thank you for sticking around during that extremely short commersh. Joining us, of course, we have Brian Sweeney doing the whole Sween thing over there.
I just call him Shoals. I don't call him commersh.
This is the thing, but we got commerchandise that we can give to people.
Commerchandise.
I like,
yeah, commerchandise.
I call it commersh. Commerch.
Commerch?
Commerch. Come dice.
Well, it ain't got that thing unless you got that Sween. And we got the Sween Todd right here.
That doesn't work.
You considered it, though. I like that you gave it a shot.
There's a pun that doesn't work.
Our guest in the studio, the lovely, talented Tawny Newsome is here.
Hi, guys.
And she is not a nuisance.
No.
When I was running for third grade treasurer, my slogan was, if you want someone truesome, vote for Tawny Newsome.
That's awesome.
No, I learned out far too late in life that truesome is not a word. I learned.
Wait,
out,
your parents like didn't help at all with your third grade campaign to.
They must not have. I don't remember. I just remember like being like, "You want someone truesome?" And then I didn't get it. And then maybe like in my late 20s, someone told me.
Yeah, you think you didn't get it because of
kept using the word truesome throughout your life.
No, I was probably like the smartest kid in my grade. So if I didn't know it wasn't a word,
are you really good
either.
At math?
No.
So why would an elementary school let a third grader handle all the funds for the school? I would think that the parents would be like, "This is our tax dollars, and you're giving it to a girl who thinks truesome's a word."
Hey, we're talking nickels and dimes here, okay?
That's what
we're
taxes
not talking about big
well, yeah.
money.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah. Ugh. No Obama.
Yeah. More like no Obama truesome.
More like
no truesome.
Obamacare.
He's doing the best he can with what he has.
Nope. Right.
Hold on there.
Now the you're gays absolutely wrong. Are married.
You're wrong, Brian.
If gays can get married, then I'm going to marry a truesome.
Yeah.
I was going to say antelope, but...
Why can't I just get married to a fart? Hey, man, it's molecules, and we're made up from it. So whatever, man.
What's next?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Fart marriage.
So, since we're talking about, you know, being, you know, since we're talking about kids and the things that we did as kids...
Yeah.
Have we ever in this studio, and this question goes out to the listeners too, you can answer this in the chat box.
To yourself.
You can call in, but I don't think anyone's going to call in. We haven't told that. We haven't given out the number yet.
You can pretend that like we're in the room and we're all friends. And so we're having a conversation with you.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have a show where we're just like,
hello, we're your friends.
So,
good point.
Hey there, listener.
Wow, you look good today.
How you doing?
Have you lost weight?
Can I get some more ice in this Smirnoff ice?
Thanks.
I like the way you decorated this place we're in.
It's beautiful.
The room.
Which is a good movie, by the way.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's as good as The Golden Child.
And nothing compares
moon
to that.
Moon Nazi Colony
it's
from
called
Mars.
Iron Sky.
Moon Nazi
get
Colony
it right,
from Mars.
So we all had safety issues as a child. All right.
I don't know.
We all like ran into poles.
Okay.
Like Polish people?
I said poles.
We ran into the arms of poles?
No, stripper poles, man, when our mom is working. You know?
And they're like, you just sit backstage, and it's weird because you just see a bunch of nude women in glitter.
And then you grow up to be Don Draper.
Yeah, and you're desensitized.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sad childhood.
Yeah. Never mind. I don't want to talk about Mad Men. I was just about to go
you're
on
gonna
a rant.
You're going to spoil it for somebody.
No, I was going to, oh, my goodness, did you see it? It just wrapped up.
Don Draper got shot in the face by Jesse Pinkman. Crossover.
Did get shot in the face, though.
Jesse Pinkman.
But they're alive.
Jesse Pinkman's like, I built a time machine, science, bitch. And then he got into it, and he's like, yo, Don Draper, bitch. And he shot him.
But no, we've all had safety issues as children.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, Tawny, what was one of the most horrendous things that happened to you as a child?
What do you mean safety issues?
What was the most?
Are you talking about, like, getting lost at an airport?
No. I mean, okay.
No, like, one time I shot my best friend with my dad's gun.
Is this a true story?
Yeah. It was awesome, but I felt nothing.
No emotions.
You know
nothing.
How they say, like...
I wish I could.
You know how they say, like, no remorse is a sign of a sociopath? I think shooting your friend in the face and not feeling anything is...
I knew that, I took the safety off. We weren't playing. I just knew where my dad's gun was, and I wanted to see if that made me feel anything, and it didn't.
See, what I'm talking about more realistic things, like, you know, taking your shoes and socks off before you go down the slide and then you land in the wood chips.
See, you just want to hear about how I hurt myself?
Why is that funny?
We want to know if you ever got slight cuts or scrapes on the bottom of your feet.
Why are you laughing at my misgivings?
Because you're like, safety first, leave your socks on. Because you're going straight into wood chips.
Look, my sister said it would be awesome. So we tried it. I tried it
your
once.
Your sister is the worst person. What do you mean? Every single story, the dentist story where she ripped out one of your teeth, that was playing dentist.
That's not a game.
And then he walked up to his dad with blood pouring from his mouth.
It's just as legitimate as doctor, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, because you shouldn't be playing doctor with your sister. Doctor is like touching each other's wee-wees.
I don't mean with my sister. No, I mean
doctor
in general.
Doctor and dentist shouldn't be kids' games because they're just like horrible adult necessities.
I feel like doctor, okay, it's kids not really understanding sexual things. So like they're like, wow, you have a weird thing where my thing is. That's one thing. I would much prefer my kids doing that than playing dentist where they tear out each other's teeth.
Yeah, that
with my fist.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
I never hurt myself. I never broke a bone. I never did anything.
I never broke a bone. I saw horrible things.
Yeah.
Like I once saw, like, I've seen people fall off monkey bars and just break their arms as a kid.
God.
Like, because, yeah, monkey bars are just like, hey, let's build this and kids will fall off of it. And it's just a bunch of metal pipes, so they'll kill
hanging
themselves.
Hanging in the sky.
Yeah, and, like, slides and stuff used to just have cement under them. Swings had cement under them.
They didn't have the AstroTurf that they have now.
Do they still make those metal slides?
I don't know. Everything
they're
is
made out
plastic
of plastic
now.
Yeah.
Well, everything is, like, little tykes stuff.
It should be. I grew up in Northern California, like, super hot, dry, like hot valley heat, like 120 degree summers sometimes. And
oh,
those metal
yes.
slides
would
bake
you
yeah, in
they
your
would,
life.
Yeah, I remember that.
They would bake you in your little short
the course
shorts.
Of your life.
I remember there were bad kids that peed on the slide. Like they just
was that you?
Yeah. I wasn't one of the bad. I was like one of the marks that they would look for. But like I remember they would like two guys were both on either side of the slide and just peeing on the slide and they were like, ah, this is
and someone
be.
Was coming down it and just like
no, but then somebody did go up it and then slide down and I was like, no. Like in slow motion, I was like, no.
Well, that's why you weren't able to save them. You were going in slow motion.
Well, I had my socks off, so I couldn't like run to stop them because of the wood chips.
Okay. All right, mister. Okay.
What?
This is just one story.
Well, Tony
that occurred
talked
to me.
Like she got fourth degree burns from the slide. Yeah. And I understand. I remember that.
So I think what would have helped us, though, growing up as mm-hmm. children are like PSAs, you know, like uh-huh. these public service announcements that people now do
uh-huh.
Where they tell you, you know, always safety first.
Oh, you wanted to get to this video.
Yeah. That's okay. I like that you're pretending from. That PSAs didn't exist until 2005.
When you were a kid, when was the last time you ever saw a PSA that didn't contain a dog in a trench coat?
They had that cartoon All-Stars where every single cartoon character came on to tell us not to do drugs.
Yeah, but that was a cartoon.
And there was
talking about like a 30-second
Stranger
PSA.
Danger.
You remember that episode of Dinosaurs where they all told us not to do drugs at the end? Do you remember that? You remember that show, Dinosaurs?
Yeah, I remember it.
So which
is best to watch if you're just baked out of your
this
mind.
This is the creepiest. And there's an episode that's like about weed. They call it like mm-hmm. Happy Plant or something. Mm-hmm. And Robbie and the dad like are eating it and they get all like giggly and happy and shit. And then at the end,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they're like, wow, this is a lot of fun and it's called Happy Plant.
Then they
don't
all
do this.
Stop after the credits roll and they all come out, the mom, the little baby, and like still in their dinosaur robot weird freaky
We've
costume.
Had a lot of fun tonight.
They go, yeah, but you should know that
they don't even
someone
take
in your
mess,
life
though.
Has a problem. It was the strangest
But you should
thing.
Know, eating dinosaurs couldn't actually talk and they didn't wear flannels. There's a lot... of things
but
that
if a teenage dinosaur would wear a Letterman jacket.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Because that's ubiquitous.
And dinosaur babies did wear diapers.
And yellow shirts.
Yes. And they had rattles.
Uh-huh.
And then dinosaurs went to work.
And then they never called their dad. They always said not the mama.
Yeah.
There's that, mom and not the mama.
Because he had to distinguish.
Yeah. while he did, he would hit him
with a frying pan.
Head. Yeah.
And he had a metal lunchbox like he was a turn-of-the-century construction worker.
And then, yeah. Remember Jurassic Park came out? And we were like, oh, it's going to be like dinosaurs. And we saw it, and we're horrified.
We were like, clearly didn't do your research.
We were like, why are they so afraid with the water in the cup? He's going to just walk out with flannel and a little lunch tin.
Oh, long day at the job, dear.
Yeah.
He's just going to drink it.
And then he ate a lawyer who was pooping.
We should let you get to your video.
It was terrifying.
No, but this video, this is actually a PSA video by the great Della Reese. We're all familiar with Della Reese, right? Back in the 70s.
She's dead, right?
I think so.
I think she died.
I think so. But she was on Touched by an Angel. She was also a singer. She had one famous song that I don't know the name of. I didn't write it down.
Shoopy Doop.
So I Creep.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
But she is best known, of course, for her role as Touched by an Angel. In Touched by an Angel. But
as Touched by an Touched by an Angel. Hello, my name is Touched by.
Touched by the Angel.
My name is Touched by. Last name Angel.
Series.
Initial for middle name N.
But there's also something else. There's also something else that she's known for
that she has on her resume
that was highly publicized.
That Rolling Stone wrote about.
She ran when she was the tender age of 60.
She's still alive, by the way.
Okay,
and she was a voice in the movie Dinosaur.
Yeah,
which hey, it all comes.
She ran into a glass.
Oh, no.
A glass.
And it says guys. No, the video is titled Guys Walk Through Door.
This
glass
is a
door.
Different video I'm showing you guys before I show you the video with Della Reese. So this is what it looks like when you run into a piece of glass. All right. So this is just a silent video. We're going to talk about it. We'll have a link on the website.
Oh.
We have no idea.
Oh,
what it,
God. How did that not kill him?
Yeah. So currently right now, we just saw a guy walk through. He's walking into a mall and he didn't see the glass door.
And it just like exploded.
It shattered.
How does that happen? Like, why is the glass
oh my God.
That
clean.
Why? How is the glass that like That's like the sugar glass
the
that they
use. The best comment on this is this one. The first one they got 58 ups. It says, the guy who cleans the window should get a raise. Huh. And I believe he should.
Why?
Because that...
because he was
crystal
so...
crystal clear. That guy didn't even see any reflection.
But how do we know? We don't know anything about that guy's eyesight. So just because there's one guy, obviously it wasn't like a horde of people that were like, doors are open, let's go, guys. Ah! And then they were just slashed to ribbons.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when this happened to Della Reese
way back
when. Don't
give that guy a raise.
She was devastated. So, so she partnered up with a company to create decals. Decals for these very shiny glasses. So let's watch this PSA here. Don't worry, we're still watching it.
Doop, doop, doop.
It's going to do something. Doop,
doop, doop. Della Reese.
There it is.
The decals are pretty, aren't they? They're bright and
she has a
nice
huge
to look
forehead.
At. But they're there for another reason, too.
She's got a seven head.
They're there to let you know that that is a very dangerous exit. I know what I'm talking about because September the 8th, 1970, I walked through a plate glass
door.
That's when
the terrorists.
I was in bed off and on for 5 months. I thought I'd never walk again.
Oh, my God.
And I will carry the scars of 1,000 stitches for quite a while.
1,000?
Yeah.
The problem
it was brutal.
I was not aware of the fact that the glass had not been safety glazed. Now, this is not to sell you glass, nor is it to sell you decaf. It's to let you know that there are 250,000 people a year who are injured, and some of them fatally, because the glass in their homes
isn't this
is
Darwinism?
Not safety glazing material. I thought you'd like to know.
What do we do with that information? Now I'm terrified.
I know. This is frightening.
It's saying, like, we, with every single piece of glass, well, glass door? Or is she talking about, like, windows, too? Just any.
She's talking about any glass material.
Any type of glass that a human being could crawl through or walk through.
And this is the thing. She was not actually trying to go through a door.
She's walked through
a window.
She was trying to kill herself.
She left her keys inside of her house.
Oh, my God.
So she thought her window was already propped up. And she has one of those tall windows. So it's like a body. You know, you've seen the tall windows.
I've seen a tall
so
window.
So she's like, oh, okay, it's probably open. So she just tried to walk through it. Mm. And she got through.
Wow.
But in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
And But thing she had one of those life alert things.
Did she get her keys?
She got more than that.
What'd she get?
She got 1,000 stitches, man.
Didn't you hear her?
Yeah. Pretty good deal.
Have you ever heard the words 1,000 stitches in your life?
That is gruesome. That and she
sounds like a Rob Zombie movie.
It does, yeah. With starring his wife.
You know, when I see Tawny Newsome on the Second City main stage, my sides need 1,000 stitches afterwards.
Oh, give me one here.
Oh, up top.
We high five.
Oh, no, down low? What you think?
Too slow.
Too slow.
So,
I just punk you.
So this is why I think we should all invest in decals.
Okay, decals.
Yeah. Well, she did she did make this in 1966, so I assume, and since then, decals have sweeped the nation.
You see a lot of decals.
Yeah, and because of that...
My sister went to DeKal. Huh?
She did?
Huh?
She's from DeKal?
She's from DeKal or...
Mm-hmm. So because of that, there's this there's also this video that I wanted to play to teach you guys some safety. All right, this is starring one of the best and famous African American men who's known for singing about safety.
Martin Luther King? No, Malcolm X, Farrakhan.
Oh, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, it's called Personal Safety Creeps.
Creeps? Is it TLC?
It's teaching you how to stay away from certain people. Let's watch.
Are they crazy, sexy, cool?
We're not going to watch all of it.
Oh, this
gotta
guy.
Gotta keep yourself safe.
All right.
Gotta know what to do. Because keeping the safe is all up.
This guy makes Carlton look like Huey Newton.
The stranger says, hey, kid.
What?
I got a present for you. Say no and run away.
My kids are going
to be saying that. Ask you to go for a ride. Ask your parents to see if it's okay. Never talk to someone you don't know. Never go with a stranger. Just say no. Gotta keep yourself safe.
All right, let's pause it there. Okay. So now, do you think this song actually, does this resonate more with you than someone actually just telling you these things?
I actually just learned a lot. I think it's good information.
I don't think so because
I feel safer already.
How are kids going to get laid if they don't talk to people?
What do you mean? No, this is no. Don't talk to... guys that look like the dude from Cheers.
Strangers. I think he would say to answer your question, just make sure you have a rose-colored crew neck sweatshirt.
But it's also sleeveless. Or not
it's
sleeveless.
Three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah, it's a... so, and... It's yeah,
for autumn.
He has an enormous head.
That's why he's wearing a tuck... A turtleneck to kind of accentuate it.
It looks just like a head floating on, like this,
on an animatronic body.
I just think we could all use more, you know, safety tips. And yeah, if they're done through song, then I'm on board.
But if you know, kids,
couldn't you see yourself like humming this though? And then you'll think back to the song, like, "Don't take toys from strangers. I can't take your toy, mister. I just remember the song."
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
What kid is gonna turn out a toy? It's just not gonna happen.
If it has razor blades in it.
Well, that's... Kids are stupid. Like, how... If you're like, "Hey, man. Hey, little kid. I got you a Batman Matchbox car, and you're 2.5. Little boy's going to be like, "Well, let me make sure this is safe. Hold on. I'm going to walk back home and ask my mother if I can take it."
First, you're going to look both ways.
You
and
stay
then you're going
to
take the toy.
Here's what my mom... And we've talked about this before. Uh-huh. My mom had the secret password. Did you have that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the
secret
password.
Yeah, like, you'd be like, "Hey, Tony, your parents sent me to pick you up." And you'd be like,
What's the secret password?
Get in. Okay.
Yeah, my mom should have encrypted that a little better.
Yeah. Did you have one, Tawny?
I don't remember it. It probably changed every day, because my mom was also in law enforcement. Uh-huh. So she was
smart.
The most
That's
paranoid.
Smart.
Yeah, man.
Tawny would, as a 7-year-old, would walk around with a briefcase handcuffed to her that had the codes for nuclear weapons.
Do you remember when text messages first like became a common thing that most people had their phones to be able to do?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what year that would have been, like 99, 2000? I have no idea. But like, it suddenly went from like, "You can call, now you can text." I remember I texted my mom when I found out she had, and mind you, I'm probably 20 years old at this point, maybe like 17 or 18. I texted my mom and she writes back, "If this is really Tawny, what is the name of our dog?"
Jesus.
Just not a trusting woman.
Well, no, that's good. She's on guard, though.
That's
not good.
That is.
Yeah, it's great. It keeps you safe.
Yes. So do you not want to be safe? What do you mean? You want to
be
more
kidnapped?
Like, yeah.
For someone to become that paranoid, there's psychological trauma that happened to her before in either her childhood or since then.
She's worked in a prison for the last 28 years.
Yeah. That'll harden you.
There you go.
Yeah.
My cousin, I mean, he works at Cook County. He's hard as nails. He's tough as nails. He doesn't trust anyone.
Good for him.
Yeah, he wields 3 guns. He has, actually, four. He has, like, 2 on his ankles now.
You only have 2 hands, though, so.
Yeah, but he has 2 on his ankles, and they're, like, small little 9mm.
And he
just
also,
just in case he runs out of bullets.
They like, also used Revolutionary.
He's been in the studio before, and he's scared everybody.
They use revolutionary stem cells to give him 2 extra arms.
Did they also use Revolutionary War muskets?
They did. They have.
He has 2 muskets, actually.
He always is with a friend who can clean out his musket.
Great.
So it takes him 45 minutes to shoot bullets in between.
Hey, man, that's 45 minutes
and
that the other guy is sweating.
And he has a guy who beats a drum.
Brian, it is time for plugs!
Yay.
You're listening to Rye Bread Radio, the last voice of reason in a sea of fools. And now, with these fools, Akeem Lawenson and the Rye Guys.
Okay, down, folks!
Tawny, it's time for plugs. What do you got to plug?
My website, tawnynewsom.com.
Awesome.
Do you want me to just list things?
Yeah, like list, like what are you doing for the rest of the week?
I'm on the Second City main stage. Oh, God.
Want to hang out?
I'm on the spot. You want to hang out? Tuesday through Sunday, Let Them Eat Chaos. My album, Tawny Newsom and the 10, Too Proud to Steal, will be on Bandcamp tomorrow morning.
Nice. Woo. Nice.
So you can get that at tawnynewsom.bandcamp.com.
For the low price of?
0. It's free.
Oh, sweet.
Music is free. Come on, guys.
That's awesome. Do we have permission to play it on the show?
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome.
I'll send you guys a link.
Tawny Newsom, awesome girl.
Thank you. Awesome woman.
Awesome lady. Thank you for doing
awesome
this.
Awesome person.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, just an awesome all-around person.
Yeah. It's a good thing we talked to a stranger today
because
now we have a friend.
Good thing we didn't listen to that guy.
Yeah, screw
that guy. To
that guy. Who sort of vaguely looked like Malcolm Jamal Warner.
What was he saying? Gotta keep yourself clean. Gotta
clean.
I don't
what?
Think clean was part of it.
That what, he,
what?
I think it's assumed that you're clean.
Yeah. You're a little. Well, I mean, kids can get UTIs.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I don't want to know why that's known.
Well, he was going down slides with piss.
That's true.
Naked with no pants on.
Yeah.
Right? There weren't pants on
See,
you.
See, if my mom had been your mom, you. None of that.
No UTIs.
There
would have
been a lot of questions.
You wouldn't have to be drinking cranberry juice constantly.
Just an IV drip.
into my penis.
Well, this was awesome. This was a great show. I really want to thank you, Tawny, for doing this.
Super fun.
You're welcome back anytime, of course. Brian Sweeney, so are you, buddy.
I want to come back when you get Chet back so we can reunite hangout.
We could have called him, but the thing is, I don't want to just... He might be like, y'all, man, I'm chilling on the quad again, man. You can't be calling me on this number.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt him.
I tweeted him and was like, call into the show, and then... And then we're talking, and then all of a sudden, an LA number just pops into the phone, and we're like, "Oh my god!
Yeah,
what?
That's awesome!"
Yeah, so we have him saved as Tom Hanks in our phone,
just in case he calls.
Right,
and show
exactly.
Someone.
Just in case we have a night, and we're like, maybe we should hang out with Chet. Maybe we'll see what he's doing.
So until next time, guys, we will see you next time. Is that how we end the show now?
I don't know.
You should make up a sign-off thing right now.
For Tawny Newsom, I'm Akeem. For Brian Sweeney, Todd, you got any parting words, buddy?
Yes. Keep your feet on the ground.
And keep looking towards the sky.
Yeah, but with socks on.
That's Casey Kasem's thing.
The wood chips.
And, of course, I'm Akeem. And for Rye Bird Radio, I'm also Akeem. This episode's toast!
Toast!
We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Play.